This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. It's Medal of Honor Monday. Of course, that's coming up an hour from now. We have brand new charges for Hunter Biden. We'll talk a little bit about that. This Jack Smith, the special counsel, Jack Smith's going right to the Supreme Court, trying to make sure he can try Donald Trump. We will discuss that. In fact, Julie Kelly's going to join us about 45 minutes from now to discuss that in more detail. What else is on tap for tonight? They continue to prep the ground for them throwing Trump in prison because they're evil monsters. Many educators are also evil monsters. We will go into that tonight. We're going to have a very, very offensive conversation here in like 2 minutes about Democrats and racism and cultural conflict, all that, emails. I may even end up taking some calls later on. I'm in such a good mood. All that is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I'm actually going to begin someplace way different than any of these things, though. And I'll get to this offensive conversation about cultural stuff and race and all these things in a moment. But there's something we don't consider when it comes to the border. So I realize this is going to sound out of left field, but it's not. Let's pause for a moment and think about how many illegals are currently in the country. All right, that's probably too big of a number. Let's talk about just the past few years, the Joe Biden presidency. They opened up the border. We now have the country flooded with illegals. I saw Eric Adams over the weekend came out, and I mean, look, he's not backing off with his criticisms of Biden. He said this:
"We are at an untenable situation right now, and it is painful for us. It is painful for the city, and I think that you see it being reflected in the polls. It is because our federal government actions have taken a toll on the people of this city. We're going to continue to do our job in this administration, but these are extremely challenging times. And as I left Washington, D.C., I did not leave with optimism. I left with the cold reality that Help is not on the way in the immediate future. It is going to be at this moment. Yeah.
So let's talk about that. Help is not on the way. This is going to be a continual theme for Democrats on tonight's show. You'll probably enjoy it, but for Democrats on tonight's show, this is going to be a continuing theme. Now, what's going on here? What's going on is Eric Adams is running into a problem many communists have run into throughout history, and many American communists are going to run into now. Now, let's pause on that for just a brief moment. Why now? What's changing now? Well, what's changing is we're moving from one phase of our communist takeover of our country into another phase. We have been firmly in the demoralize the population. You create a bunch of unpatriotic Americans by educating them that America sucks. So we've been in that phase, and we've been in the revolution phase. We're still in the revolution phase. The revolution phase, this is the phase where they throw open the prisons. They throw open the border. This is how you create mass amounts of violence and anxiety and angst. That kind of chaos and violence ends up giving the communists more power in the end. So that's where we're at. We're in the revolution phase. But some people, like Eric Adams, and this will apply. Look, this is going to apply to Harvard. This is going to apply to various Democrat subgroups. This is going to be a theme on the show. They don't understand something. They thought they were important instead of just being a cog in the machine, which they are. Does the Biden administration, do they want all the Democrats who live in New York City to be happy and voting for Joe Biden? Of course they do. But are the people, the evil communists who are trying to burn down the country, are they going to stop their plans or even slow down their plans just because some illegals are making life uncomfortable for New Yorkers? Not a chance in the world. People are finding out the pecking order of this country, and they're finding out things are about to change. And many, 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 many Democrats, coast to coast, not just New York, coast to coast, are going to find themselves in a world of misery. Now, the good news for you and me is those Democrats at least deserve it. They voted for it time and time and time again. If I have one more friend, Democrat friend from California, email me or text me and tell me that he's had it with the high crime and taxes, I'm just going to throw up at this point in time. So at least they deserve it. But what we have is a dangerous situation that is going to get more dangerous. And I only brought up this because I wanted to bring up this story. Long Island officials, quote, illegals are burglarizing New Yorkers to pay back the cartels. Let's say the number's 6 million, 7 million, maybe even 8 million illegals in the last 3 years. If you're a communist who wants to create chaos, angst, disorder, violence as you cap off your revolution phase, can you think of a better way to do that than having a bunch of illegal alien criminals in this country committing crimes against Americans? Because here's what the communist is going to do in the end. He'll keep funding these open up the jail DAs. You know, the Alvin Braggs of the world will keep being funded. They'll keep turning violent people loose. The violent people will continue to murder and rob and rape. And then the DA will refuse to prosecute them. What's going to happen is the American people will eventually cry out for help. And if you're a Democrat, you're a robot, you will turn to the Democrat tyrant strongman to then bail you out. Violence against American citizens by illegals is nothing new. It's nothing unique to Long Island. It has been something the system has been covering up for decades. Decades of cover-up from all the murder and rape. If the media covers this up as well. But what's going to happen is the communists will emerge with more power on the back end, not less. And that's kind of nonsensical, isn't it? And but look, here's something it's definitely going to jog your memory. Remember the St. George Floyd protests? Remember those? I remember we were watching, and all the Antifa street animals and the Black Lives Matter street animals, they were all having a good time vandalizing, burning, murdering everything they could get their hands on. And I remember a bunch of people on the right looked at it and thought, wow, this is going to be really bad for Democrats. I can't believe they're so stupid. They're even doing this in an election year. Man, they're going to take a beating at the polls. But they didn't take a beating at the polls. They went out and they won at the polls. You can't always follow these things to their logical conclusion because the population is not logical. In the end, the more violence and misery they create, the better it is for them. The more prosperity and happiness out there, it's better for the right. The more misery and angst out there, it's better for the left. The truth is, these illegals in this country, many of them, the majority of them, are financially beholden to the cartels. The cartels who are highly invested in keeping the border open. Cartels who must be paid back. Remember, that's how these things work. You see the annoying person from Venezuela taking up room on the line as you're trying to get a sandwich. But you know what you should be seeing? That human being is a slave, an indentured servant who must pay the cartels back their $5,000, $10,000, whatever he had to pay in order to be trafficked over here. And if he doesn't, they've got his wife held hostage and they're going to cut her head off. So what's he going to do to make sure he can pay that back? Anything. My larger point here on this rant is, how many of the millions of illegals Joe Biden has allowed into the country, how many of them are now going to commit crimes regularly against the American people, especially now because we live in a country where even the FBI will cover up those crimes? I didn't say that to make you paranoid, but when you consider the number, 8 million, in the last 3 years, when you consider the number, that's a lot of violence we just imported into our country now, isn't it? Yeah, something to think about. All right, we're moving on. Let's have, because along these same lines, I'm going to talk about this Harvard dust-up, this Claudine Gay. She's in a bit of hot water for her testimony, but again, Democrats like Eric Adams and Claudine Gay, they're going to have a difficult time with the new phase we go into here. And we'll discuss that phase in more depth. First of all, let's discuss your new phase. The new cell phone era. Well, not new cell phone. You actually don't have to switch cell phones or even cell numbers when you switch to Pure Talk. Did you know that? When you switch to Pure Talk, that phone you have, you can keep it. That's fine. You can get a new one. Pure Talk has new ones. Great deals on new ones. But you can keep your phone. You can keep your number. That's what I did. I didn't need anything new from Pure Talk, at least not for a while. I've since gotten a brand new iPhone from them. But yeah, your bill, my bill got cut in half. You're on the same great 5G network, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, all the big guys. You're on the same network, so you're not sacrificing service. And you get to put your money where your morals are. A mobile company that shares your values. Dial #250. And say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk today.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. That's going to be an appropriate song for tonight's show, Chris, because of all the Hunter Biden talk with the fighting the law and the Trump talk and the fighting the law. Julie Kelly, the great Julie Kelly, is going to join us in about 10 minutes from now. Talk to us about what did Jack Smith do today? Why is he going right to the Supreme Court? What's he doing with Trump today? Anyway, Julie's going to get us educated on that here in a few. But I wanted to play something for you here. Again, Democrats in this country, even far lefty ones, they're going to have a very difficult time adjusting to this new phase they're in. Here's a reality of it. All politics aside, here's a reality of it. We love uncomfortable, offensive talks on this show. The black community in this nation and the Jewish community in this nation have had amazing amounts of tension for years, decades of tension between the black community and Jewish community in the country. Now, what's been so amazing has been the Democrat Party's ability to keep both of those coalitions together, voting Democrat every cycle. It really is amazing. It shows the level of, I was going to say disinformation, but look at the lies that are out there. The lies people were told, the lies people believe. But none of that has changed the amount of tension. The radical communist black base of the Democrat Party hates Jews, despises them. That black liberation theology, with the fire of 1,000 suns, they despise Jews. But Jews, 2/3 of the time, have been voting for Democrats in this country. So they found themselves voting for the same people, yet they've never gotten along. Well, now fast forward to what we're seeing today. Hamas conducts themselves like a bunch of animals, go rape and murder a bunch of Israeli women. Israel launches an invasion into Palestine. And since then, a lot of elected and not elected people have really, they've given some revealing testimony. This is Miss Claudine Gay. Who's Claudine Gay? She's the president of Harvard. The president of Harvard. With virtually no accomplishments, she's still the president of Harvard. But why is she the president of Harvard? Because she's black and a woman. But she's also a black woman communist. So she despises Jews. And she's catching all kinds of heat for this.
We embrace a commitment to free expression, even of views that are objectionable, offensive, hateful. It's when that speech crosses into conduct that violates our policies against bullying, harassment.
Does that speech not cross that barrier? Does that speech not call for the genocide of Jews and the elimination of Israel? When you testify that you understand that is the definition of intifada. Is that speech according to the code of conduct or not?
We embrace a commitment to free expression and give a wide berth to free expression, even of views that are objectionable.
You and I both know that's not the case. You are aware that Harvard ranked dead last when it came to free speech. Are you not aware of that report?
Yeah, so what's Elise Stefanik telling her there? Hey, you're the least free university, and they are. Harvard, it is Mao's China. That's what Harvard is. If you send your child to one of these elite universities, have a good time with whatever comes back home. That's what Harvard is. It's Mao's China. They will censor. They will eliminate. They will kick you out of school. Everything communists do, that's what Harvard does. But she's asked about a bunch of pro-Palestinian kids on campus calling for the genocide of Jews. And now, well, we need to take a more nuanced view of things here. Well, it's not complicated what you're seeing. She hates Jews. It's not more complicated than that. She hates Jews. She agrees that Israel should be wiped off the map. She's a black liberation theology communist here in the United States of America who hates Jews. What's going to be interesting as the phases change, as times change in the country, what's going to be interesting is watching Democrats continue to try to walk the tightrope while at the same time choosing a side. My point in all this is they're going to have to choose a side. They are. There's no way they can walk this tightrope. They've been trying to do so. They're going to either choose their Jewish support base or their black support base. And I don't think they're prepared to make that choice. And if you're a Democrat, if you're looking at this, forget about right and wrong. We're not talking about that here. We're talking about politics and culture and things like that. Forget about right and wrong. Let's set that aside for a moment. If you're a Democrat, how do you even begin to make that choice? You can't. Because the problem is both of these support bases are so woven into your party's politics. They have been part of Democrat politics for as long as I've been alive. Two-thirds of Jews have voted Democrat in this country, and about 99% of, it's actually like 93% of black people have voted Democrat in this country. That's simply how it's always been. What are you going to do when you have to tell one of them, sorry, you got to go? You have all these diversity hires everywhere. They're diversity hired for their skin color, for their gender, for being super gay.
Why are you gay?
That'll always get you in somewhere. What do you do when you have to tell one of the subgroups you got to go? It'll be fascinating to watch. All right, you know what's going to be fascinating? Julie Kelly. Julie Kelly has some news about this Jack Smith stuff. Let's get updated on what's going on. Let's dig into some towels. We need better towels. The America needs better towels. Because towels in this country have always either been A, absorbent, or B, soft. They've never been both. They've never been both. I know my wife bought us the super soft towels right when we got married, and I remember complaining first time I took a shower. They don't dry you off. They just push the water around. Well, now MyPillow has created my towels, and you can get a six-piece towel set for as low as $29.98 with the promo code Jesse. You have to go to MyPillow.com. You have to click on the big radio listener special square at the top. Don't forget that step. And then use the code Jesse. And you know what the date is today? December 11th. Tomorrow's December 12th. Final day for free shipping. So take advantage of it now. MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? Julie Kelly, next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok. from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Turn it off, Chris. Oh, my gosh. Turn it off. Did Julie Kelly pick that song? She didn't. Oh, she didn't pick the song. Oh, well, Julie Kelly, as much as I love her, made a critical mistake you don't make on the Jesse Kelly Show. If you don't pick your song, you get the worst song we can find in short order. So congratulations, Julie. You did that to yourself.
I'm sorry. I've been knee deep in court motions all day. I was caught off guard. I promise to be better prepared next time.
Julie, I don't want to hear about your job when we're focusing on your bumper music, important things like that. Anyway, you need to go subscribe to Julie Kelly's Declassified Substack. If you really want to know how evil the DOJ is in this country, there's your one-stop shop for it. So, Julie, along those lines, everyone woke up today to a headline that Jack Smith bypassed some kind of court and he's going right to the Supreme Court. And a lot of people seem mad and a lot of people seem happy. But what does any of this mean?
Well, it means that Jack Smith is once again contradicting their narrative, both by the Department of Justice and Judge Tanya Chutkan, that Donald Trump will be treated like any other criminal defendant who faces trial. He's not going to get any special considerations. We're going to let the legal and judicial process play out like we would with anyone else. Well, of course, that is a blatant lie. And every step of the way they have treated him, as he is being treated by this DOJ, a political target, indicted twice in unprecedented criminal indictments by the administration of his very likely Democratic presidential opponent in 2024. So what Jack Smith did today is really stunning. On December 1st, Judge Chutkan denied Donald Trump's motion to dismiss the case against him based on presidential immunity grounds. She denied that, and she wrote in a lengthy order that a president does not get a quote-unquote get-out-of-jail-free pass, and that they are indeed subject to criminal prosecution. Now, this is sort of groundbreaking stuff, Jesse, as you can imagine. Trump automatically appealed it, and rather than allowing it to play out through the normal process at the D.C. appellate court, which would involve a briefing schedule, oral arguments, and then possibly weeks, maybe a few months before a decision, Jack Smith wants to leapfrog over the appellate court, take this directly to the U.S. Supreme Court, where the clock is running down on its October term, and have them decide on the merits of Judge Chutkan's order and whether or not Donald Trump can indeed face criminal prosecution in order to accelerate this and keep in place this March 4th trial date.
Okay. Again, we're speaking with Julie Kelly. This is a lot for everyone to take in. I just want to follow along. She's the one who's done the work on this stuff. Okay, Julie, this is a minor point, but I do want to clarify. Jack Smith asked the Supreme Court to take this up. Do we know the likelihood of that? Is there a chance they look at him and say, no, go pound sand? What is he going to get this? What do we know about that part of it?
You know, I don't know. It's so unusual, and Jack Smith actually admits this in the writ, the petition that he filed before the Supreme Court today. And he said this is an extraordinary request, but this is an extraordinary case. Once again, contradicting that they're just treating Donald Trump like any old criminal defendant. So I really have no idea what the Supreme Court is going to do. But Jesse, it's important to emphasize this is a problem of Jack Smith and Judge Chutkan's own creation. He was indicted in August. Rather than allow what's usually the case in January 6 trials in Washington, D.C., more than a year, sometimes 2 years between indictment and trial, Judge Chutkan put this on a fast track, a 7-month window between indictment and trial in an unprecedented case of a criminal prosecution of a former president and, you know, presumptive presidential candidate in 2024. They are the ones that insisted on this tight schedule, knowing all of this litigation would be involved. So now they're throwing the political system and now the judicial system up for grabs as he takes this extraordinary step, in his words, to have the Supreme Court, as they're, you know, they're already considering various petitions and they already have a oral argument set for the next several months, to leapfrog over the appellate court and prioritize this, because this is what Jack Smith wants. They have to keep this March 4th trial date in place. They want a conviction of Donald Trump on these four counts before he gets the Republican nomination over the summer. All politically calculated and motivated, despite their claims this has nothing to do with presidential politics.
Julie, can you help me understand, if you understand, why go to a Supreme Court, though, that is thought of as at least leaning, right? The numbers wise say that should lean, right? Shouldn't the Supreme Court look at this and say, oh, of course you can't prosecute Trump and we're done here? But it makes me a little nervous that Jack Smith is so anxious to get there.
Right. And that is what some people are speculating about now, is that, okay, how do you move forward in a Supreme Court by the very same interests who are trying to delegitimize the Supreme Court itself? So you have the Biden administration, all of their special interest groups, the news media, trying to say that the Supreme Court is outdated, Clarence Thomas should be removed, we need to expand it, but now you're giving it to the same Supreme Court that you know there's purportedly a balance of conservatives, or at least Trump appointees, or Republican appointees on the court. So I don't really know what the calculation about. Some have speculated, to your point, that they would say, well, no, of course, a president cannot be criminally charged. Furthermore, he was already impeached, which is the equivalent of a trial. That's how we handle presidents who are accused of committing crimes in office, through the impeachment process. He was impeached. He was acquitted by the Senate. He was not convicted. So that in of itself, Trump's team argues, is sufficient to handle the allegations related to January 6th. So I'm not really sure what they're, I'm sure there's some sinister motive behind going directly to the Supreme Court. They also could be concerned, some people have speculated, and I see this too, that the appellate court, and usually it goes to a three-judge panel, the D.C. appellate court also stacked with Democrats, would somehow split the baby on his immunity claims. We just sort of saw this in the gag order appeal. Even though it looked like this was a big win for Judge Chutkan, these three judges, all Democrats, by the way, Jesse, they gutted this gag order. It was a humiliation for Chutkan and for Jack Smith. So I'm sort of wondering, in light of that ruling, if that's the best you can get out of three Democrats on the appellate court in D.C., what will they do with something even trickier, like her motion denying Trump's motion to dismiss on presidential immunity grounds? Extremely complicated, convoluted, and unprecedented. So maybe he'd rather take his chances with the Supreme Court, or at least them, have them wear the jacket on it, than being humiliated by the D.C. appellate court, mostly Democratic judges.
Okay, well, I guess in the very least, this gives us something to cross our fingers about. That's one. Julie, what's going on with this Georgia stuff? I'm more concerned about Georgia than most people are. I realize D.C. is the big one, but Georgia, from what I understand, when they bring a guilty verdict down, that bunch of communists in Fulton County, do not collect $200. He goes right to prison in Georgia, unless I'm mistaken.
Well, I'm not really sure. I believe that she has asked for that trial to begin in August. So we have, in the interim, obviously what's happening in New York, and we've got the D.C. case, and we still have the classified documents criminal indictment sort of hanging out there in southern Florida. I don't really know what's going to happen in Georgia, but I will say there's another wrinkle in that matter as well. And that is a trial beginning in January of 2024 by a Democrat judge who has concluded that the voting systems in Georgia dating back to 2018 were unstable, vulnerable to hacking, that Georgia officials, including the Secretary of State and the governor, did not take adequate steps to protect these electronic voting systems. That trial starts on January 9th, ironically, the same day jury selection is supposed to start in Washington for Trump's trial for January 6th. So people can please go to my Substack. You know, I'm not one to like tout myself, But I explain what happened today in a new post that I just published. And there are other reports that sort of cover these nonstop legal maneuvers and proceedings.
Go read her stuff. You should have already been reading her stuff if you want to get boned up on the January 6th cases, the Trump stuff, the everything else. She's Julie Kelly. Her Substack is declassified. Julie, I love you. I appreciate you. Come back very soon. All right. I'm going to talk to you about ham. 10-pound hams. You understand that Good Ranchers is currently giving out 10-pound hams for free. It's Christmas time, what they're doing for a Christmas special this season. You know, Good Ranchers, they have the best meat, all American meat, the best meat, chicken, seafood, beef, whatever, the best meat. They deliver it to your front door. Your meat, no more grocery store, delivered to your front door. When you sign up for any one of their meat boxes right now, with the code Jesse, they're giving out a free 10-pound ham. Good Ranchers just took care of Christmas dinner free of charge. Go to goodranchers.com. Pick your box. Use the code Jesse. Get your free Christmas ham. Now is the time. Everyone loves that, except probably Jewish producer Chris. Goodranchers.com. Promo code Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It's not my favorite song, Chris. It's not my favorite song. You know, here's the truth, and we're going to catch all kinds of heat for this, and I'll get back to the politics and some emails and stuff like that and Joe Biden and rambling and everything else, and we're going to get to the Hunter Biden stuff. We have all kinds of stuff to get to, but Black Sabbath didn't have that many great songs. And I'm not anti-Black Sabbath. I'm really not. I have some jams on my phone. Yeah, exactly. Chris, what, a couple? And Ozzy himself. I know he had some songs. What is that song? Mama, I'm Coming Home or whatever? Like, he had some great songs. Ozzy's voice is so great that it kind of covered up the fact that a lot of that music sucked. It did. I'm sorry. It did. I'm speaking hard truths here on the show. A lot of that music friggin' sucked. Admit it. A lot of it did. Let's get to Joe today.
ID, if you were driving your automobile here and you left in the key in the parking lot, you left the key in the ignition, and a kid came up and jumped in and stole it, and they got in a crash, you're liable civilly. Why in God's name do people not have to lock up their firearms? Why is that not a requirement? All these mass murders, not this weekend, but have been because people have picked up kids and grabbed stuff off of counters, off of the... anyway, I don't want to get angry. We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
Anyway, the kids with the spatula and duct tape with the cars and the guns, and I put a lock on it. I think I just pooped. And anyway, I don't want to say anything. Anyway, let me clarify this for any Democrat listening. My guns are locked up when I'm not home. When I'm home, my guns are unlocked. Why? That's so I can kill you if you try to come in my house. That's why my guns are unlocked. I don't want to have to, in the middle of the night or at any other time, if you try to come on my property and hurt me or someone in my family, I don't want to have to spend time unlocking my gun, going to the safe to get my gun. I'm just going to grab my gun, one of them, and I'm going to kill you. So that's why my guns don't stay locked up, because if you try to hurt me, I'm going to kill you. That's why. All right, let's get to a couple emails here, because we have a bunch and we still have stories to get to. This Hunter Biden stuff, what do I make of all that? Some great, great sound tonight, but let's do this. Dear Culinary Oracle, I always like your food suggestions. I'd forgotten about hot dogs and mac and cheese till you mentioned it one night. Thanks for the healthy food options. Oh, I love mac and weenies, man. Weenies and mac. Chris, you don't like weenies and mac? Michael likes it. You can get the all beef ones or the Hebrew Nationals or something like that. Oh, it is still beef and cheese. Dang it. Well, you're missing out, Chris. Anyway, the guy goes on to say, my question is, we are all about free speech. However, How is the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses not considered to be just that? After watching the congressional hearings with the college presidents, the issue is free speech or not. I am completely against the anti-Israel sentiments going on recently. However, is it not free speech? I always try to be consistent with my constitutional rights views. I always appreciate your thoughtful replies, as I can use his name. His name is Kirk. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about this stuff on college campuses. Here was that Rep. Stefanik, New York's very own Stefanik, interrogating UPenn's president, who has since resigned. She's no longer with us. Or actually, that makes her sound dead. She's alive, but she's no longer with UPenn after this little thing.
Ms. McGill, at Penn, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's rules or code of conduct? Yes or no?
If the speech turns into conduct, it can be harassment. Yes.
I am asking, specifically calling for the genocide of Jews, does that constitute bullying or harassment?
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman. If the speech becomes conduct, it can be harassment. Yes.
Conduct meaning committing the act of genocide? The speech is not harassment. This is unacceptable, Ms. McGill. I'm going to give you one more opportunity for the world to see your answer. Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's code of conduct when it comes to bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
It can be harassment.
The answer is yes.
Okay. So let's have an uncomfortable conversation here. Free speech. Aren't we all about free speech? Well, yes and no. You mentioned constitutional rights. Remember this. The government is limited by the Constitution. The Constitution is written to limit the government, what the government can and cannot do to you, the rules they can and cannot apply to you, laws they can't pass. The government is not supposed to be allowed to tell you what to say or what not to say. Now, of course, they violate that First Amendment all the time. However, I feel completely the opposite about this issue as most people. I believe not only universities, but private businesses, anybody should be allowed to discriminate for any reason. I do. I've always believed that. That's what a free country is. If I decide I'm not going to serve redheads in my Jesse Kelly cheeseburger restaurant, I'll throw a sign on the window that says no redheads allowed. And those soulless gingers are going to have to go get cheeseburgers elsewhere. And if college universities that are all commie training camps, if they want to run all the Jews off of college campus and make them all little Palestine, I believe they should be free to do so. Now, I want to burn down America's university system anyway. So if all this stuff hurts the university system, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. But I like free speech, all of it. I believe discrimination is totally legal and should be in this country. So there, that'll be popular. Anyway, practice with your weapon. Speaking of weapons, Joe Biden wants them locked up. I want you practicing with them. Practice with your weapon. And to that, people usually say, oh my gosh, but ammo's so expensive. Jesse, what about the ammo? Jesse, the cost of ammo. Yes, cost of ammo is high. That's why I tell you to get a Mantis X. Mantis X allows you to practice without firing a shot. Dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. And don't be flippant about that. I said, well, it's second tier practice. The pros, dry fire practice 90% of the time. Did you know that? You know the Green Berets use Mantis X? Oh, I don't want that practice at home thing. You don't want to practice like the Green Berets do? Mantis X is for the experienced shooter or the brand new one in your life. It's Christmas time. Go get them a Mantis X. MantisX.com. It's Medal of Honor Monday time. Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.